the Chip. That's Data Prince Alex. Welcome to the Blue Collar Dynasty Podcast.
We're busting our backs. We're getting our jeans dirty, playing next man up, dynasty football. We're giving you In the Trenches Dynasty Talk every week. Please reach out to us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty, where you can get sneak previews of the things to come, and on Twitter at Born Football. That's BORNE football. We would love to hear from you.
All right, y'all. This week, we're talking week 17 starts. We're also talking rookie redraft. All right. And let's get to it. First thing, we can't start talking about, you know, fantasy until we talk about our own teams real quick. Shout out to the Buffalo Bills. Shout out to the 12 Seattle Seahawks. You already know. Did you see the game?
Did you see which both one? Games? I only saw the Bills game. I did not see Seattle. I know. I know. I'm horrible. I didn't even watch. I saw your text and then I saw the score. Honestly, my phone barely even wanted to show me the score when I saw your text. At first, it was like not loading that the game had even happened. And then when it did load, it's just like, here's a score. That's all I'm giving you. You can't dig any further. And I was like, wow, my phone is grumpy in the morning.
That's funny.
And then I forgot about it.
All is well. I'm not mad. You know, I'll be honest with you. I was on an emotional roller coaster during that game.
Yeah.
And like, do you see how I sure know how to give me a heart check? Like, is your heart working? So that, I mean, first of all, I watched the Bills game. Great game. I really enjoyed it. I didn't have any doubt. I'm like, the Bills always beat up on the Cowboys. I don't know why. Especially since Josh Allen has been around, he just likes to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. It's a revenge for the Super Bowl losses, I think.
Maybe it is. That's what it is. But it's been good. And it's funny. I started thinking about it. I'm like, what if Josh Allen was on the Cowboys? That'd be an elite team.
Yeah. Shame. That would be. It'd almost be like having Dak Prescott, but better.
It would, yeah. It'd just be scary.
Just be like a tier above.
Really? I mean, just a little bit. Not too much. So, no, but that was a fun game. Very well done. James Cook, like I told you before, I'm like, I don't know. It was weird because I was like, this dude was a killer in Georgia. I don't know how it doesn't translate a little right. bit. Well, so clearly was your offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Bailey, because ever since he's been gone, James has been cooking.
Yeah, he's been awesome. I do need to talk about this conundrum a little bit here, because in our league, something really painful happened, and I lost in the playoffs. I mean, let's start with that. That was painful. I had an opportunity to not lose, and that route forward was to get James Cook in my lineup, and I failed. I failed to get him in my lineup. I was pretty depressed about that on Sunday. The reason I didn't get him in my lineup is because, well, I thought Devon Achane was, you know, the next thing since the best thing since sliced bread or something like that. And he wasn't this week, and James Cook was. And so I was a little upset for not being able to somehow squeeze him into my lineup. Even worse than that, Tony Pollard, who was playing the Bills, I did have in my starting lineup. Again, I started him over James Cook, but he's been in my lineup all year. And he also did not do so well. So, yeah, that was a little painful to watch the game and just be like, yep, I totally messed this up. I made the wrong call, and I'm going to watch this guy go off for 37 points on my bench. And he did. I will say it's an interesting thing because James Cook is kind of the exception to the rule when it comes to matchups at the running back position, because Dallas is one of the worst, or sorry, one of the best teams against the run. So they're one of the worst teams to run against. And actually, according to Sleeper, the number one worst team. And yet James Cook carved them up, right? And part of that was, I think, James Cook's running style, but also the other piece was his catching ability. And then the third thing that enabled James Cook to have a good day versus other teams is that the Bills got off to a hot start and put the Dallas team, put Dallas behind the eight ball when it came to, you know, playing defense. And just other teams aren't able to actually run the ball against the Dallas Cowboys because they have to pass it to keep up. And so, exactly. So they kind of solved that issue, the Bills. However, that did mean that, you know, of course, Josh Allen, who's my QB, didn't have to do much. And James Cook did all the work. And then, of course, Tony Pollard on the flip side of that did not do well. So unknowingly, in some ways, I was betting against, you know, this kind of game script. And so it's unfortunate to see it. But so I lost. I had one slim hope, though, after that game. Is the slim hope was that something horrible happened to Kenneth Walker. And Devonta Smith, you know, I needed both of them to not do well. And neither of those things happened. Both did just fine. I literally needed them to score less than like 4 points. And it was not happening. So, I will tell you, I didn't really root against Walker. Don't worry. I didn't root for injury. But
all right. Good. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was my only hope. I was like, I mean, if Walker's healthy, this is, I'm dead meat. So, yeah, I'm out.
He did pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. He put the team on his back, just like, not as well as, James Cook, but still very, very good.
Yeah. Well, if you had called me, I would have told you to start James Cook automatically. I'd have like, you got to start that guy.
Well, that's the thing is, yes, that's true. But, like, the Bills have had a horrible run defense. So, it's like, Tony Pollard, why, you know, should I start Tony Pollard? What about Kyron Williams? What about Devon Achan? Like, all three of those guys are pretty automatic starts in my book right now. And that was the issue. That's been my issue all year with getting James Cook in is, you know, when I do play him, he disappoints. And then every time, you know, he does amazing every time he's on my bench. And then when I put him in, he sucks. So it's been a challenge.
I mean, if I got to use him, I'll give you a third round pick for him. You can have him.
Oh no, I love me some James Cook, and I loved him coming out of school too. It's just, yeah, it's silly. It's very, very silly. And you know, I'm gonna have to live with my decision for a whole year. So that sucks. I will say I'm alive in two leagues. I'm still kicking. I've got one of them is an IDP league that I'm super psyched about. My first time ever in an IDP fantasy playoff. So I just destroyed. I was just like the number one scoring team last week. So just destroyed my competition in round one. So I'm ready for round two now. And of note, guess who I did play in that league? I did play James Cook in that league. So, you know, so I played him some places, just not in our league. It was nothing personal.
who's their next game against James Cook, the Bills?
Our next game You know, you always put me on the spot with the Bills next game. You know, it's like, oh yeah, Chargers. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I'm psyched. He's gonna eat.
You gotta eat on that.
Though, okay, I've got a take.
They find.
What's that?
Yeah. I was gonna ask. They find the defensive coordinator too. The Chargers.
I honestly, they said they cleaned house, but you're right. I don't know what that necessarily means.
I know that Brandon Staley was the one calling the defense, but I don't know if they fired the coordinator too.
Mm.
They got fish to eat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it was a good game. I'm hoping that, I'm hoping that's a bit of a resurgence for the Bills this year. And, to see them kind of get back to expectations.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not clear. It looks like it's just the head coach and GM. Looks like that's it right now.
Oh yeah.
So. All right, should we do this? Should we do a rookie redraft, 2023 rookie redraft?
Let's talk about the greatness that we displayed in primetime. Like, you didn't watch the games. Highlights?
No, I didn't. No, do you? I didn't even watch the highlights. That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I told you, primetime is Pacific time. This is what we do.
Yep.
Right? You just put us on the biggest stage. We take care of it. We make it look good. Right. So first of all, when the game started, the Eagles just went down the field and scored, and I was like, "Oh my God, what are we doing? It's horrible." Yeah. I was upset, but we struggled a little bit. You know, we kind of got down. We tied it up, I think. I think we tied up in the first drive, but or did we? No, we didn't tie it up. It was like 10-0. But anyway, let's talk about the end of the game. We needed to go down this field, 92 yards. To and we had to score because we were down by four. But we had to score to win. And my man Drew Lock was just tossing that joint, gave it to DK, and gave it to JSN. Three plays, we won that joint. I was like, oh my God. And every time he threw it, I was like, oh my God, he overthrew the guy. Every single time. And then they would catch us like, oh, he caught that? I was like, oh my God, I'm telling you, the emotional roller coaster in that last year was crazy. Then at the end, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was praying. I was like, yo, we cannot let the Eagles score. And I was just saying, defense, if y'all could just come up with a pick, because I just can't go through the emotions of this. Just please spare us. My man Jordan Love came out of nowhere with the pick. I was like, oh, praise me. Oh, they praise us, praise the Lord, thank God. And he caught it. So it was great. It was two former Giants. Funny, two former Giants were the ones making plays for us on defense. That really made the game. So I was so happy. I was so happy.
Wow.
I thought you were watching this game, but you were.
Yeah, no, I been pretty busy. Sorry, man. But I do have to ask. Did Drew Lock throw a pretty ball?
Oh yeah, they were all they all look good.
They're all gorgeous, right?
They are. So it was, and we were like 4 for 5 on third down and 10. I was like, God, we're just converting out here. So Kenneth Walker, shout out to him too, saving us big loads. Shout out to the O line. We're doing an amazing job. This O line, usually there's no protection, but man, it was like Secret Service out there.
Wow. Yeah, Bobby Wagner had 11 tackles.
Yeah, but he did everything he could to stop that tush push, but that was hard.
Yeah.
I think it was a cheat code. But anyway, yeah,
it is
good.
A cheat code.
But I'm ready for that redraft.
You guys didn't get a single sack.
Yeah, we did not. We did not. That was frustrating, but it's okay. We did our job. Like you said,
we did.
Is to keep jailing the pocket and to lock up all the receivers.
I mean,
you're gonna get a good chance.
That's ridiculous that you won the game with Drew Lock. That's just wild to me.
It went home with a 12th man, which means step up. Let's go. We don't care. No excuses.
Yep.
We did it.
There you go.
All right, rookie retry.
Happy for you.
Thank you. I mean, maybe it's a time for the Bills. The Bills and the Seattle Seahawks to step it up, make a nice strong run, do something in the playoffs, and you know, make these NFL script writers really happy.
Yeah. That'd be phenomenal. I'm all for that. Bills play on Saturday, 8 p.m. Seattle plays on like normal time, Sunday, 1 o'clock. What are we doing here? We've got the Bills all tied up with four teams now in contention for the last two wild card spots. And we're at the bottom of that list, of course. So we've got two more spots to move up if we want to be in the playoffs. And Seattle has one more spot to move up, also tied for four with four teams for two spots at the end of the wild card race in NFC. So both teams in the hunt. Will we make it? Nobody knows. I will say I could have used the Miami Dolphins loss last week. Unfortunate, we didn't get that. But you know what? I feel like the Cowboys need a win this week. Don't you feel that in the air?
But they're playing.
They're playing Miami.
Oh, no, they're going to lose. They're playing in Miami or in Dallas?
You know, I don't know that it matters. They're both warm weather teams.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, there it is. At Miami. It's in Miami.
Ooh.
In the fish
Dallas
tank.
Dallas is bad on the road, that's why.
I got it.
But also, team like Miami, that's a team full of a lot of players who they like to play in Dallas. They like to beat that crowd. So that's another reason why I'm like, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I don't see them winning that game in Dallas. So we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they have it in them. I think it's a solid team that they've got in the Cowboys this year. So I don't know. I think that it's in the realm of possibilities for sure, but yeah, I guess I'll be rooting for them this week.
Well, good luck Miami's, on that.
Yeah, I know, right? Miami is fast, but all right. Let's talk rookies. How did they do this year, and what does that mean for them moving forward? Where would we reselect them in if we were redoing the draft right now? I think we did a little bit of something like this earlier in the year, maybe halfway through. This is a redo of that because I think a few things have changed. So why don't we get to it? Chib, would you like the 101?
Oh man, this is a hard one. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go CJ Stroud. Oh man, it's a hard one, but I'm gonna go CJ Stroud, and I'm doing it for dynasty purposes specifically.
Okay, that's
quarterback is for me.
It's rough. It's
a longevity thing, so I'll have a
yeah. That's. That's tough. I will say I don't agree with this. Just from the positional value standpoint. But let's see how it goes. All right. We'll set that player. I got to scroll down a little bit. There we go. CJ Stroud, 101. I will say I get your longevity argument. Probably the safest of all of these picks, even safer, I think, than Anthony Richardson, who, you know, he just got beat up in his year one, and I don't know if he's going to really have the longevity that a CJ Stroud will have. So I don't hate the pick. I just wonder about positional value. But you know, if you need the quarterback, you need the quarterback. It also takes you out.
Four quarterbacks, they're all gone.
What's that?
I legit, this season I've had four quarterbacks all got injured. My fifth quarterback is benched. It's like, damn.
Well, CJ Stroud might not have helped you in that because I think he missed some time as well here.
That's But I guess if I think I'll go with CJ.
Yeah, he has scored the most fantasy points of any rookie, so yep. you do have that. Okay, our other folks. Honestly, I'm a little pissed at Bijan Robinson right now. He just got negative points last game, and I needed him, and he totally lost me a playoff game. So, that being said, he's currently the RB12. The other guy in contention here for me is Jahmyr Gibbs. He's RB10. Now, we could look Sam Laporta's way. We could look Jordan Addison, Puka Nacua's route. Four guys are in contention here. Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jordan Addison, and Sam Laporta. I'm going to go a chalk pick, and I think I'm going to take Bijan Robinson. I think it's important that we remember that this guy is really a heck of a talent, and if anything changes in Atlanta for next year, he's just going to be phenomenal. So I think he was a good 101 originally, and I like him here at 102 still.
Okay. Well, the next pick in the Bucks, I'm hesitant because I'm asking myself, is this a system player or is this just a player who's going to fit in almost any system? And I know who I want to pick, but then I know another person. I'm like, I think they're going to work in any systems. Find them a way to get them the ball, and they'll be fine. So my next pick is going to be Puka Nacua.
Okay. Again, don't hate the pick. Quite a jump from where he was selected, and sometimes he wasn't selected in the actual rookie draft. He fell off a little bit, but he is third in scoring. So we've now gotten the first, the third, and the fourth players in scoring. The second guy is Jahmyr Gibbs, who I'm going to select at 104 here.
All right. And the next person that I'm going to select is Devon Achane.
I like it.
Well, I liked him before, actually, in the draft, and I wanted to pick him up. He was gone by the time I picked Sharp, Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah. And this next guy, he's interesting in a lot of ways. He did really, really well to start the year. He was a top 12 guy for most of the year and just blew up again after being quiet for about five or six games straight. But I think he's more than proved himself in the NFL, and that's Jordan Addison.
That's true. All right. Next pick for me. What are my options? I know who I want to pick. I just want to see my options.
Do you want the top scorers, or do you want the next guys up that were as they were drafted in the actual rookie draft?
Give me as they were drafted. I'm going to go on before my feels.
Okay. You got JSN, you got Quentin Johnston, Zay Flowers, Anthony Richardson, Dalton Kincaid, Zach Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, Jonathan Mingo, Bryce Young, Rashee Rice, Michael Mayer, Sam Laporta.
Okay. Oh, this is a tough one. I have three in my mind. I'm like, who am I gonna take? All right. I'm going to go ahead and based off the situation, I'm going to go ahead with Rashee Rice.
Oh, shoot. Okay. That's not a bad pick. I mean, this is not far off of where he was sometimes drafted, to be honest. I mean, the only reason why it looks like there's so many players ahead of him is because we drafted a few that were behind him. And
yep.
And I mean, again, great position. He's 10th. He's the 10th best rookie in terms of scoring. He's the 24th best wide receiver right now. He's really come on of late. And yeah, I'm liking it. I like it when so I actually, during a rookie draft, I traded Devonta Smith for Rashee Rice, which, you know, was not a one-fer. But if you were to take that right now, I traded the wide receiver 17 for the wide receiver 24, as well as a another rookie pick. So I'd say that's a fairly decent trade. And I also, I believe here, sorry, just checking that. Yeah, and I also got 2 years younger too at the wide receiver position. So I'm liking how that trade looks now, and I'm liking your pick. So, all right. Another guy in the range too, there are a couple guys, Jaden Reed and Tank Dell, we haven't talked about yet. They're in the mix here as well for me. Now, Tank Dell, he is on IR currently, but that's a fractured fibula. He should be able to come back from that for next year, no problem. So not super worried about that. Let's see. I do think at a certain point it becomes a snub to not have JSN up here with his skill set. Zay Flowers, again, same thing. But I think we really need to pay some love to Sam Laporta. So I'm gonna take him at this point at 108.
Gotcha. All right, my next pick, longevity purposes, I'm picking JSN.
Yep. The fair pick. I don't think he needs to slide any further. He's shown that he can do well. He just hasn't necessarily had the opportunity some of the other players have had on our list here. So I do not hate it at all.
You know, he caught that game with a touchdown.
I saw that. I was looking at the box score. another guy that I think needs love, cannot fall any further. He honestly doesn't really deserve to fall at all from what we drafted previously, because he has shown up. It's Zay Flowers. He's been a good draft pick in the middle of the first round, and here I am taking him third to last pick in the first round, so I'm liking the value there.
My next pick is Tank Dell.
Love it. Yep, I'm only sad that I couldn't take him. I mean, I could have, I guess, but I felt that with Zay Flowers there, he had to come first a little bit. Though I will say I like Tank Dell's situation a bit more. He's in Houston. He's got that longevity with a rookie, CJ Stroud. So that's super, super exciting. What's interesting is he's 24 years old and Zay Flowers is 23. So there's a little bit, you know, it's not a massive difference there, honestly, but I do think both have decent enough quarterback positions. You know, Lamar Jackson should be around in Baltimore as well. The only issue there is whether or not he can support a wide receiver one long term. He just really feeds most of it through Mark Andrews, and when Mark Andrews is in, Zay Flowers doesn't eat as much most of the time. So it'll be interesting to see how things move going forward. 112. So right now, the big guy is still on the board that we have not taken and have scored quite well. Jaden Reed is the 8th top scorer in of rookies. He actually has outscored Tank Dell and Rashee Rice to this point, and Zay Flowers, all of who we have taken ahead of him. So I'm going to take him to round out. He was a little bit more of a second round pick, almost a third round pick sometimes, but Jaden Reed, of Green Bay has really showed up. So, liking having him.
Yeah, he's a surprise. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and I actually did. I drafted him in our league too, so I like that.
Who I'm picking next? Dalton Kincaid.
Dalton Kincaid, I really, really love this pick. That is, at this point, he's shown nothing but the fact that he was worth this draft pick, and maybe even a first round draft pick in the rookie draft. So there's no reason that he slid other than the fact that, hey, Dawson Knox is still here. And even when Dawson Knox was out for a bit, Dalton Kincaid didn't take over like Sam Laporta has this year. So I think that didn't really solidify him in people's minds. But what we did see was we did see him do well and improve. And so I think there's some bright spots there from Dalton Kincaid in his rookie year. But I think we have a lot more improvement to see.
That's true. And the OC was trash.
Yeah, the OC was trash. And now he's good, but Dawson Knox is back. So we will never know what could have been. All right. So I have a little bit of a conundrum here. I have a guy that I may want to take, a couple guys that could possibly be in range as well. I'm going to go for it because I think it's the right decision here at this point. Anthony Richardson is coming off the board at 2.2. I like what we saw out of him. He went on IR. Unfortunate injury. It was a shoulder. A shoulder surgery, so he should be able to come back from that next year, and I'm hopeful that he learns how to protect himself.
Yeah, I agree. So that's a good pick. That's a real good pick. My next pick, I don't think we picked him yet. We pick up Gibbs yet?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah,
he was 104.
Oh yeah, you did. You went with that one quick. Okay, good to know. All right, my next pick. All right, give me my option. I know who I want next. I'm gonna compare again. What I got left.
So next that we would have taken in the rookie draft at the beginning of the year was Quentin Johnston. So he's the one that's been falling the most. Zach Charbonnet, Kendre Miller, Jonathan Mingo, Bryce Young, Michael Mayer, Tank Bigsby, Roshan Johnson, Marvin Mims, Jalen Hyatt, Josh Downs, Tajay Spears, Chase Brown, Luke Musgrave, Deuce Vaughn, Israel Abanikanda, Zach Evans. Is that fine? Right, give you who?
Zach Charbonnet.
Okay. That's fair. He's definitely too good not to go at some point here. He is the 21st best guy, 21st best rookie scorer on the year with 85.8 points, at least in our league. He's the running back 43 on the year, and he's had only two games over 10 points so far. But, you know, and that was without his starting guy ahead of him, the lead back, Kenneth Walker. So definitely a guy that is not receiving enough load to really, really put up the points that would be needed for fantasy purposes here so far. But we can tell he's good, at least. So that's positive. I think there's a couple guys in play for me at this next spot. You know, you go through that list that I was saying, spouting off to you. And it's funny because the best two guys are actually at the end of the list. And that's Josh Downs and Tajay Spears. Now, I might look like Roshan Johnson's way. Even Tank Bigsby, you know, Jalen Hyatt, Marvin Mims. I'm not upset at any of those guys like I am probably the earlier folks. But I think Josh Downs, just from the positional value of a wide receiver, over Tajay Spears, I think he needs to come off the board. Despite being in the slot, he's shown something really great with Indianapolis. And I think Anthony Richardson will be able to do a lot with him when he comes back. So I'm liking that.
Okay, I like that. That's a good pick. What team does Spears play for again?
Spears is the Derrick Henry heir apparent. Sorry. He's on Tennessee.
And Marvin Mims Jr., what team is he on? Is he on the Jets?
Denver.
Denver. Oh. All right, I'm going to go with – he's a receiver, right?
Yeah, he's the 29th best top scorer of the rookies. He's wide receiver 85 on the year.
I'm going to take him.
You're going to take him?
Yep.
Because you love Russell Wilson. That's right.
No, correct. Because Juju trash.
So this is just a Jerry Jeudy hate piece.
No, got no, it. No. It's more like if I'm seeing the tea leaves. I'm reading the tea leaves. They're gonna get rid of this guy at some point. Transfer the responsibility.
You're saying that Jerry Jeudy has the grim?
Yeah, people don't like him. He hasn't been as effective as people would expect. So, all in all, it might be time to move on. So,
not bad, not bad. All right, Tajay Spears is the guy that I'm going to select at 206. He is a top 36 running back, which means, hey, you could be starting him. If you are starting him, you have... congratulations, you probably technically have the worst starting running back in the league, but just from, you know, 36 guys should be starting in every 12 team league, and so the 36th would be Tajay Spears, but that does mean he's had some use. And what that actually means for games, he's had three good games over 10 points, even a little bit better than what Zach Charbonnet's shown so far. And I do think that they're going to be looking for him to take over from Derrick Henry next year. So I think this is a, certainly a power move and a good one at that.
Give me a pause real quick. All right. Who we got left?
Okay. So we have Quentin Johnston, Kendre Miller, Jonathan Mingo, Bryce Young, Michael Mayer, Tank Bigsby, Roschon Johnson, who has shown something. Tank Bigsby has too. We have Jalen Hyatt, Chase Brown, Luke Musgrave, who's on IR, Deuce Vaughn, Israel Banacanda, Zach Evans. And then we've also got Michael Wilson still, who's been decent so far. He's the wide receiver 67 on the year. We also have Will Levis, who's currently a starter. Keaton Mitchell, who just went on IR for Baltimore.
Yeah, it's a torn ACL there, so I don't know about that one.
Oh, yeah, good point. Trey Tucker for Las Vegas, who just tore up. What's that team? I don't even remember the team's name. They actually don't exist, even though the Buffalo Bills are playing them, because they got lit up. They just got scorched. They're a different team now because they got blown up so much by the Raiders. Remember how much I was saying that the Raiders, I just liked their vibe last week, and I put my name next to them? Well, immediately after I put my name next to them, they scored like 60 points. So, and Trey Tucker, that's the guy.
It's funny you say that, because the person I'm choosing next is Michael Mayer.
Who also scored a touchdown, I believe.
Yeah, I was like, I watched the game. I was like, this is like a different team. I said, either the Raiders are really good or the Chargers are really trash. You know, a little bit of both. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So like, maybe hopefully it wasn't deception. It was something authentic. So I'm gonna go with Michael Mayer.
Sounds good. Yeah, and Aiden O'Connell actually looked pretty decent in that game. I did like that. You know, Tommy DeVito is also out there for the record. Totally undrafted. I think this is where I'm going to have to take. Let me see. What are we feeling? I'm going to do it, honestly, actually. I'm stopping the slide. I'm going to take Quentin Johnston. He really has struggled this year. He's the wide receiver 74 on the year. Yet, he's got three straight games of over 7 points. What does that mean? He's also been on the field for over 75% of the snaps. He's been getting at least a few targets a game, and the only game he got under four targets, one of them was a touchdown. Let's be honest. This is everybody in front of him is injured at this point, so he has to play, and they have to give him the ball at some point. So I think just the fact that he's going to be on the field, getting touches, getting reps, improving hopefully, and actually catching balls, putting some stats up, I think we can see some growth out of him, and maybe this revives his career. Because if he had been stuck on the bench all year with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen in front of him, I think he'd be like the next I don't know. Name a first round wide receiver. The Eagles had one. Jalen Reagor, I think is his name. You know, like that guy. You know, he played decent in his rookie year. Or I shouldn't say decent, okay. Like he played, I guess is what I'm trying to say, but you know, he didn't show up. So I think Quentin Johnston deserves to be picked in the second round at this point. Wide receivers still have longevity. Once upon a time, we used to wait 3 years for wide receivers to break out. So all is not lost in the Quentin Johnston world. But we have to actually see a little bit more from him.
What about the fact that those injured people are going to come back? What about the fact that this offense hasn't been bad and they haven't been using him as much? You know, what about the fact that I like the point of like sometimes receivers take time, but also what about the fact that they might clean house?
Right,
Right?
right.
And so how's it going to affect them? Now, I there was one person, one analysis, Colin, it was actually Colin, not Colin Coward, Colin on NBC. He was the guy who PFT, he owns PFT. Colin
Oh,
Collinsworth,
geez.
something like
Yeah, Collinsworth.
that. Okay. So he said something really interesting. He said sometimes with these young receivers, you cannot overcomplicate it. He said Quentin Johnston, he is a physical creature. Sometimes you gotta give him the ball in space and let him go. Give him a short route and just let him go figure it out. Get his hands comfortable. And he said that the Chargers have failed to do that with him, which is don't overcomplicate it. Like, this guy is a guy, he just wants to compete. Throw it to him short, let him go and see what happens. And so I thought about that and I said, I wonder if the next person who takes over will appreciate that fact, or he'll just be like, I didn't draft this kid. I don't like this kid. You know, bench him, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope not, because I think he definitely does have promise still. You know, there's a lot of things that we are excited about for him, but you know, he's got to get better at just playing wide receiver. He's a big play, or he's a big guy, he's a physical guy, but yet his contested catches aren't great. So that means he's really got to get better at route running. He's got to be better at separation. And you know, again, like you said, just get him started with the easy stuff, get his confidence up, and then, yeah, work on the little things in practice and improve his skill set. So I think you're absolutely spot on. They did him no favors in A, not playing him much early on, but also B, not setting him up for success.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am curious who you've got. We've got four picks left. We've got the 2-9, the 2-10, the 2-11, and the 2-12. I've got probably 4-7 guys on my list here that I would be okay having in the second round here, just based on what they've done so far and who they've shown themselves to be. But yeah, I'm interested to see who you'll take.
Is my pick now?
This is your pick.
Did I already say Tank Bigsby?
You did not. You did not. He's still on. All right. Yeah, and I was actually just about to look into him too, because I was curious as to how he's actually done this year in Jacksonville. It's wild. I'm not finding him on the list. Either he really sucks or I'm just not seeing him. But I remember he did well at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, he's been pretty much zip nil all year long. He had 2 touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. That's what happened. Do you still want him? He had no touches in week 13. And negative. Well, yeah, that was week 13. He had no touches. Week 14, no touches, and negative yards in week 15 on his one touch. His snap share is down to 2%.
I said Luke Musgrave.
Oh, that's what I heard too. Yeah, Luke Musgrave. Yeah, yeah. He's on my list. He's on IR. That's the only thing I will say about him. And Tyler Kraft has done well in his absence as well. But Luke Musgrave was an somewhat exciting guy in his first year. He had a few games over 10 points, which we love to see. And yeah, should be interesting moving forward. He's kind of going to be a slow burn type of tight end, which is normal. You know, him and Michael Mayer. Whereas Sam Laporta and Dalton Kincaid have been a little bit more usable this year already. So don't hate the pick. Don't hate the pick at all. All right. I'm between 3 guys right now. And I'm going to take a quick peek, because Trey Tucker, yes, he did well last year, but how has he done on the year overall? Well, he's the 91st best wide receiver, which is not very good at all. He just had his first game. Oh, no, that's a lie. He's only had 3 games with over 40% snaps, and he just had his first game above 10 points and above 2 receptions. So he had 3. He actually only had 3 receptions, and 2 of them were freaking touchdowns. It was the wide receiver 12 on the week. I like that. I think we need to see more. I think we've seen more out of Roshan Johnson. So I think I'm going to go his way. He hasn't stolen the show in Chicago, but I think he has shown enough that he's a competent running back. And if the starting gig does fall to him, he can take it.
That's good. That's good. All right. So we got one more pick left for each of us.
Yep. And it's a little intense, because honestly, there's probably 2 guys that I see needing to be picked. And there's a third that I'm fine with. But I am curious to see who you're seeing as the next guy up, unless you want me to tell you a list.
Yeah, some of the list, because I'm like, I don't really know who's left.
All right. So left in the normal list, Kendre Miller, Jonathan Mingo, Bryce Young, Tank Bigsby, Jalen Hyatt, who I'll admit is one of the guys that I feel like is still worth selecting. You want him?
I'm taking him. Yeah, I want him. All right. I was like,
that's
good. It's not his fault that he's on the Giants.
And yet he's on the Giants. All right. My 12-12 or my 2-12 is gonna be, I think this was kind of an R guy type of situation here. Michael Wilson, who was quite a dark horse guy coming out, and he's done quite well for himself this year in Arizona. You know, he's especially with the QB situation where it is, and he's the 27th ranked rookie on the year, and that's the 67th ranked wide receiver. He has been a little banged up, but he had a 20-point game, as well as a few games over 7 points as well. So I think we've seen some stuff from him. He just had his first game back. Didn't do much with it, but he's got three more games to show us what he's got. And I think he's done enough, a little bit more than Trey Tucker, I'd say. Dontavian Wicks is also kind of in that wide receiver mix. I think Jonathan Mingo might be, you know, we might have hated on him a little bit too much. He probably should still be in the conversation. Will Levis, Aiden O'Connell, a couple quarterbacks, Bryce Young even, maybe should still be in play. As you're laughing at me. You know,
how'd you know?
I heard it. It was right there. I get it. I totally get it. And yet, you know what? He might just need another year. I don't know. I'm totally out on him. I will be honest. That's why he didn't even grace my lips while we were doing the exercise. But I think, you know, as you start to get into round three and four, somebody's going to need to take a shot on Bryce Young still, even at this point, right? He's just got too much draft capital. He's going to have too much rope, I guess, to figure himself out, to the point where you need starting quarterbacks on your roster at a certain point, right? And he's going to be one at least for probably next year. And if he still sucks next year, maybe they ditch him after 2 years. But I think I don't think they're done with him quite yet. But maybe you tell me, but maybe.
Yeah, they're not done with him. You don't have a player who should theoretically be pretty. He should be average at least, at minimum. Shouldn't be this bad. So they're going to blame the coach on that. That's a coaching issue, not a player issue. Because it's not like Bryce is lazy. It's not like he doesn't, you know, do his homework and all the other stuff. It's legitimately the situations you're putting him in is hurting him, right? And therefore, it's a coaching issue, not a player issue. So, but I think they'll give him some time and see what happens. So I'm not mad at you at that. It's funny. The reason I didn't pick Jonathan Mingo is because Bryce Young is the quarterback. It's like, why would I?
The quarterback sucks. Why would I pick the wide receiver?
Exactly. It's not happening. So, but yeah, so that's the situation there. So. I'm good.
You know, one could say the same thing about JSN.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Drew Locke's his quarterback.
No, I'm just kidding. Did you see that beautiful throw he gave him? Come on now. Don't be disrespectful now. See, this is why the Bills struggle, because you have too much bad energy. throwing it at the wrong people. And the Bills are like, leave the Hawks alone, man. You're messing up our flow.
I need to burn some sage in the house, probably.
Yeah, you do.
I need sage to sleep in a bed of sage.
That's what you do. Hey, look, do whatever
on
it
fire,
takes.
burning sage.
the real Burning Man. That's funny.
All right. I don't want to talk about starts of the week. Can we can move on?
All right, we can just say who won, and then we just go from there.
No, I don't even think we have to do that.
that means you didn't win.
How'd you know? I think you stopped my ability, depending on when we call it. I think you stopped my ability to win this year. Well, we've got, what do we got? We're week 15, so that means we've got theoretically through week 18 if we want. You know, week 18 kind of sucks for fantasy anyways, but we could play there. If that's the case, you know, I got to win out, basically. You know,
we can make next week the last week. That's fine.
No. Well, maybe. next week maybe could be the last week for choosing guys. That's fine. We'll give you the
No. I meant this week.
No. This week is not the last week for choosing guys. I need a shot to at least tie it up here. And then if we are tied, then we can go on another week. How's that sound?
If I win this week, it's over.
It is, yes. It's sudden death from here on out. How's that sound?
This week is the last week. I'm telling you that. You don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I hear you. I'm just choosing not to. All right, quarterback Joe Flacco for Chubb was okay. Chuba Hubbard, running back, was good. Tyler Lockett was bad. Boo. Kyle Pitts was not great. I don't know how you won. This is ridiculous. Tampa Bay was only okay. Matt Gate saved your life. I am so upset about this. Honestly,
you said don't choose Matt Gay, and as soon as you said that, I said choose Matt Gay.
Yeah, I could drop an F bomb right now. The freaking kickers, man. Oh my god. I mean, I'll start with my kicker, Brandon McManus. This is the second week in a row I've chosen a kicker that's given negative freaking points. Are you kidding me? You know, maybe I should have chosen against the Baltimore defense. Maybe that was my bad. My bad, guys. I didn't do that again. Nope. Didn't choose against them again. So that's good. Dodged the bullet this week.
That is funny.
Who did I choose against last week? Cincinnati. So, yeah. I mean, okay. Whatever. Tennessee versus Houston. My defense was great. For a second, that gave me hope that I could tie you up. Chigozium, Okonkwo, who I'm still... Can you say it for me again? And for the people?
One moment.
Oh, no.
All right, it's Chigozium Okonkwo.
Chigozium Okonkwo.
Okonkwo. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. There you go.
There it is. It's a different way of using my mouth.
Exactly.
And then Odell Beckham, I told you he wasn't for real. He did bad. You know, this was bad vibes. Keaton Mitchell did well, but he tore his ACL, so that sucks. Sam Howell against Los Angeles Rams was bad. That was, I feel like, the biggest hit to me was that my quarterback didn't do well. And then, you know, I could have recovered between my quarterback and my kicker. But, yeah, that was... Those two. It hurts, man. It hurts. All right. Week 16, maybe you should be guys.
Careful about picking teams who they need to lose so they can have good draft picks.
You know, that's fair. That's a fair point. Who's even the, you know, the top draft picks? They're probably all the guys I chose, and they aren't they?
Chicago.
Oh no.
Chicago's number one. I don't know who number two and three are, but I know number four is Washington.
Got it. All right, I'm looking at this. All right, so we've got number one is Panthers. Number two, Patriots, Cardinals, Commanders. Well, I can tell you that I did choose a Patriots guy.
Yep.
Wow, how are the Giants not lower? That's wild.
Because they won two games with DeVito, and they messed up their – they're number eight, I think.
They're pretty high up there. They are eight. You're right. All right, so you want to talk about the guys you picked?
Yep. All right, quarterback. Hold on. Who did I pick? Hold on. Let me think. I remember. Hold on. Give me a hint. Who did I pick?
What happens when you put butter in a pan and it cooks and it almost caramelizes?
Browning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like that. Terrace team. I picked Jake Browning. All right. Running back, I picked Zach Charbonnet.
Yep.
Receiver, I picked Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Lot of Seattle.
Tight end. Look, after what they did last week, hey, we on the road now. Tight end.
Where's Drew Lock, man?
I was going to pick him, actually, but then I was like, let me pick against the Steelers. I think they're playing next to the Steelers. We're playing against the Steelers, right?
No, you're not. You're playing against Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, that's why I have to pick. Oh, yeah, they're trying. Maybe I will pick Drew Lock. Hold on. I thought I did pick Drew Lock. Hold on. Browning is playing against Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me get to the end, and then I'll let you know. All right. We go next. Who I have a tight end. My tight end is next.
Yep.
I picked Dalton Kincaid, right?
Yes, you did.
And then my kicker, I picked the kicker on the Cleveland Browns.
Dustin Hopkins. And then defense.
Oh, I picked the Rams.
Yep. Yeah.
Versus Saints.
That might not actually be a bad pick, despite it looking like a bad pick on the app.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. So, ooh, should I pick Drew Lock versus Browning? The Steelers look so bad. I'm gonna pick Browning. I want to see what he does.
All right.
We're playing against Tennessee.
Are we playing against Tennessee at Tennessee, or are we playing at Seattle?
Are the 12s involved? That is the question. Make me do all the legwork here, man.
I'm looking at it right now.
No.
We're at Tennessee.
At Tennessee. No 12s.
Nah, screw it. I'm picking Drew Lock. Drew Lock or Geno, whoever's going to be available. I don't care.
All right. I'll let you have your guys.
That's called having faith. All right, you got to learn about that.
See, the issue is that most of my team is just too good to pick. But I did get Buffalo.
You so rude.
You know, I'd pick Josh Allen too if I could. I promise I'm not actually this rude in real life.
if they were that good, you would have started James Cook in our league and you would have won, but I guess some people, they talk a good game, but they won't put up.
fair enough. All right. I'm choosing Nick Mullins as my quarterback for the week. That San Francisco shine hasn't quite worn off him yet, and he's doing pretty decent for whatever team he's on now, Minnesota. They're playing the Detroit Lions, who the defense has actually not been as good against the quarterbacks of late. So I do like that matchup.
I would blow a record and say this is a bad pick.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Lions are they got a little swagger to them now. I'm telling you, they want to put a nail in the coffin. So I think this is the game they're going to make it clear. So,
oh, let me be very clear. I think Detroit wins.
I don't know, but I'm talking about how they win. I'm thinking they're putting a nail in the coffin.
This is okay. So you're thinking they're going to take this guy out, behind the shed and just shoot him.
This where the defense got to step up and be part of the reason.
Got it.
There it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I follow that pickup with a pick of a player on one of those teams that is in the running for the first overall pick. And that's Ezekiel Elliott versus Denver. I actually really, I don't know, maybe Ramondre's back or something, but back to form or something, but Zeke's been doing well for them. And I was happy to find him down here in our range. And I think Denver's an easy team to run against. And I actually kind of like this pick. What do you think? No, am I missing something? Like it.
Yeah, you're missing something.
What am I missing?
Denver has had one bad game, which is their last week, that I think people are kind of riding them off a little bit. And that defense, I don't think is the one that's losing pride. So I'm thinking they're gonna have a bounce back against the Patriots. Because it's pretty much like a legendary coach versus legendary coach. There's too much pride on the line. So I think it's gonna be a tough game to get what you want. Let me say that.
Got it. Interesting. And it does look like Ramondre's questionable for this game too. So this might be a weird place. Let me see if there's a pivot that I love. Just because, you know, I like to listen to Chip sometimes. and if he can help me beat him, that's all the better.
And I hope you pick a running back that does great and then you still lose.
You know, what I'd really love to do is pick Tajay Spears versus Seattle.
Do it. Do it right now.
Yeah, but that'd be really stupid.
Seattle is so garbage. Just pick them. Yeah, pick against them.
Haha, they're without their 12th man. Not cheating this time. All right. You know what? I'm going to be honest. There's nobody else that I'd rather have at this range. Yeah, we're going to stick with what we got. Everybody else sucks. And the only other person I'd take is probably Zach Charbonnet. And honestly, that's like I expect you to get like 5 points there unless he scores a touchdown. And then you might get lucky. But that's about it there.
Zach Charbonnet is scoring, put it on the record, he's scoring 17 points minimum.
I'm putting it on the record.
Yeah, write that down.
I will say, all right, Chib gets 0 points if he gets 17 points minimum. Like that's what you need for an okay game from Zach Charbonnet, right? That's what you're saying.
What is the he's getting, this is a breakout game, all right? He's catching at least 7 catches. He's going for 150 yards. He's snapping today. This is his time to shine. It's playoff season. Let's go.
I'm writing all this down. We're going to circle back. So, Dr. Chib, I'd like to look at, okay, you said 7 catches. Yep. He got 0. Okay.
Listen, no, this is going to happen. All of our listeners are going to come back like this. They're going to be like, man, Dr. Chib, that mofo from the future. He can read.
Just a full, like,
it's going to be the lottery numbers tomorrow. That's what they're going to be saying.
Oh no. Oh no. All right. Well, you bet on Dalton Kincaid, and I appreciate that. I am going to say that Babe Davis, who has been a little bit quiet of late, is going to turn on the Jets. And against the Los Angeles Chargers, I think we get some deep balls here that Gabe Davis can grab and take home, and we can walk away with this victory pretty easily, I hope. You know, I'm a little nervous about the new coach because we don't really know what they're going to do. So there's a lot of unpredictability in the game. And, you know, maybe this team coalesces and comes together for something better. And I don't love getting these games against a brand new interim head coach, even though it seems like fresh meat in the water. But it is a little bit of a trap game sometimes.
You are going to see an abuse of the edges in that game when the Buffalo Bills take the field for offense. They're going to run screen plays. They're going to run curl routes on the outside, dump the ball to Dalton Kincaid all day. It's his breakout game, too. Gabe Davis, you are going to be an afterthought.
We shall see. We shall see. All I have to say is we are playing on Saturday. And I'm just glad that the other coach's name is not Saturday, because we'd be screwed.
That was good. So,
all right,
y'all. That's the weekly podcast. Wait.
My defense, my kicker.
Oh, I forgot. I don't moved on.
I know. We really should. Houston versus Cleveland, and I stole a kicker from Seattle, Jason Myers versus Tennessee. Okay, now you can close us out.
All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us for the podcast. That's our weekly pod.
Next week, we're talking, what, week 17? Actually, I think we also want to talk about 2024 rookies. So we're going to take a peek at what's coming down the pike. This is kind of our
Marvin Harrison Jr., you're welcome. Brock Bowers next. Let's keep going.
Great. Thanks for that. We don't have to have a podcast next week now. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen.
All right, y'all. Don't forget, spread love and choose happiness.
Give them hell.